Yeah, some of the stuff that we probably took away as an organization, and there's a number of things in an incident this size. It could be a number of things, and we'll get more as we get through the process of hot washing this and reviewing and come up with our after-action report, which is going to take us a while to put together. But I think from initially, if I think about it, our having, first of all, our mutual aid partnerships with all the folks we have from state, local, and federal people, our relationship we have in mutual aid partnerships within the metro area had a dramatic effect on our ability to effectively respond to this. I think that was a real key piece for us to be able, again, to effectively respond. I think we've been blessed with having some fairly good equipment, and our folks are fairly well trained, and they've also worked very well together. Having the 800 megahertz system interoperability was a huge and key piece also. Getting NIMS compliant and those types of issues, all those kind of command things that a few years ago, not everybody's on the same page. Fireside, much better off in terms of knowledge and understanding working within this incident command structure. Many of the other agencies struggle with that a little bit. Now I think people are getting much more comfortable working within an incident command structure, especially in this case with Unified Command. It worked very, very well for us, and it's real important to unify, speak with one voice, and I think that was a key factor also in us being as successful as we were in terms of minimizing a lot of the potential issues that could have come up.